senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good and happy Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We're streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. USA, thanks for joining us this Wednesday. It's kind of misty and rainy, but I can't complain. It's like almost 70.
Yeah, the weather is very strange.
It's very odd, yeah. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon or use the banner on the webpage, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. And we're still, you know, hanging around in X. It's like a bar that's gone shitty that you still keep going to.
You know, you mentioned Amazon, and I was just at this place. And
I guess it would be a bar taken over by Nazis. I'm sorry, I was continuing my bad.
Well, a Nazi bar?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that'd be anywhere in West Pensacola, right over here. A bunch of bikers.
Sure. You were saying? I'm sorry.
Oh yes. I was at. You said Amazon, and I was at Where You Been in Pensacola, and that's a place where you go, and I don't know, it's like a big warehouse where it's a bunch of different Amazon returns randomly dumped into bins, and then you can claw through them with a bunch of other people, and you take, you know, whatever, and today was Dollar Day, and I was there today, and my mother found the weirdest item on Dollar Day at Where You Been. Okay. Do you want to guess what it is?
No.
An artificial insemination kit.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Was it just a turkey baster?
I don't know. You know, it wasn't sealed for what it's worth. I mean, you know.
Do they have an expiration? Dates,
or? I don't know. No, it's just a collection. It's not actual sperm. I mean. It's an artificial insemination tool, I guess. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a turkey baster. It's a medical turkey baster.
I thought I took a picture of it. It was just fucking nuts. I don't know. How does that end up? That's a dollar, which I guess I was like, God, that must be. Oh, yeah, here, I'll show you.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, it looks like a
that's a dollar. You know what? I'm looking at the back of a box I took a picture of, and it says, just add
turkey baster.
Oh, it comes with a turkey. Just add sperm, it says.
Actually, it looks like a big syringe, like a giant syringe.
Right, sure.
So, you know, you go to your favorite website. And you fill up the syringe.
Yes.
And then
somebody
insert the syringe and you push it.
Someone returned it, though.
Well, you
that's
know.
Why it ended up there. I mean, obviously.
Maybe it's slightly used and it didn't work.
Well, maybe it didn't get. Maybe there was issues with the supply chain and I don't know.
That is crazy. And the fact that it was only a dollar.
Why didn't I get it? I mean, God, I could flip that on like Facebook Marketplace or something.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
any product condom.
You can wear with any condom.
Or maybe not one. It doesn't matter.
There's Scroguard.
How uncomfortable would that be?
Oh, let's see what's going on in the headlines, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you all for listening, and whether you're live or all that shit, we appreciate it.
Yes.
The Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPost.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Powerhouse Union Prez says Donald Trump is a scab.
Hey, fuck you, Donald. He's a syphilis scab, actually. He's not just a scab.
United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain had some tough words for former President Donald Trump today.
Yes.
Donald Trump is a scab, the labor leader yelled. In a speech to members in Washington, thumping his finger on the podium for emphasis. Who wrote that?
God. Thumping his finger upon the podium.
The insult was one of many Fain tossed at Trump as he announced the union's endorsement of President Joe Biden for re-election. That's good. That's better than the alternative.
Right.
Fain cast Biden as a steadfast ally to unions and the working class, and Trump as the opposite. True. He said the former president was a friend to the billionaire class and sought to undermine workers at the benefit of the rich. True.
He's also a rapist.
Donald Trump is a billionaire, and that's who he represents, said Fain. If Donald Trump ever worked in an auto plant, he wouldn't be a UAW member. He'd be a company man trying to squeeze the American worker. True.
That's right. That's right. He's filling his diaper. He's squeezing. Beep, 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 beep. Honestly though, Donald Trump looks like a fucking space alien. I agree with what this guy's saying, but I think he's not going far enough. Donald Trump looks like a creature that is barely human, and he's stupid as shit.
Yeah, and between the orange shit and the he really looks a mess these days.
Yeah,
and that, the bad makeup.
You know, that clip I played for you of Trump. Joe Scarborough comparing Trump to Fat Elvis.
Crab diving offline. Yeah,
that's right. It's an accurate description though. This is very fat, sick Elvis.
Yeah, Scarborough was saying he owes Fat Elvis an apology.
Right,
because yeah, that's true. Compared to Trump,
this guy looks like shit.
What Trump looks like.
You know, God, I don't mean to get off on this shit, but damn, go ahead, never mind.
Oh no, I was just gonna say there's a picture of him in that vein. At Melania's mother's funeral.
Melanie.
I think it was Melanie's, but it was somewhere standing recently next to someone else.
Yes.
And it's a side shot of the two of them. And God, he's fat.
Well, listen, what do you want? He's busy. I'm stress eating.
You know, he had his chin down like he hates. He said he always hated those pictures of him with his chin down because it makes it look like he's got multiple chins he has.
Go away. Oh, go away, you fuck.
Plus, he's, you know, 77. I mean, shit sags.
You know what? I didn't put out a tweet for 4 o'clock. I put one out for 4:20. So now no one knows we're on the fucking air.
Oh, yeah, they do. We got a whole bunch of live listeners. Hello, yeah, everyone. Yeah,
okay.
No. Our live listeners have been really good.
Yeah.
Lately.
Oh, good. But this Trump campaign, I mean, you know, it's like there's no reason somebody like Jason Miller should be able to make a statement about something without people throwing tomatoes at his fucking face. This guy is a scumbag.
Yeah.
What the is he getting normalized? Is Jason Miller he's
he
getting
is normalized?
No,
you still
he's not.
See him. Sure,
he put the pill in the smoothie.
He gave an abortion drug smoothie to his the woman he was.
You know, I put up a fucking
stooping.
Yes, I put up a meme today. I think it's going up in a few minutes on crabdiving.com, Facebook, whatever the fuck, in Twitter, X. And it's remember Chris Farley's character in A Van Down by the River guy?
Yeah.
It's that guy screaming at Trump, get out of our lives. Get out of our fucking lives, you weirdo. God damn it. You know, let's fast forward to the part where do you think they'll make a deal with Trump and they'll say no jail for you, just please go away, you nasty fascist?
Something to that effect.
Oh my God.
The headline over at the Drudge Report has three different pictures of Trump, and none of them flattering.
Yay!
And it says he's back.
In fact,
one of the faces looks like the face of Jack Nicholson in The Shining, crashing through the door.
Yeah, yeah.
It leads to a Reuters story. Donald Trump cruised to victory in New Hampshire's Republican contest yesterday, marching closer to a November rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden, even as his only remaining rival, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, vowed to soldier on.
You know, can we just say one second that the picture of Trump, the meme of him as Jack Nicholson's character?
Yes.
Let me ask you something, not to you know, I don't know, criticize that comparison. Do you think Trump now could currently pick an axe up and axe his way through a wooden door like that?
Has he or has he not had his Adderall?
No, and it'll be a hollow core door, one with foam in the middle, not even real wood. One of those bullshit doors like we have.
He could probably get a swing or two in.
You think so?
He can. He golfs.
Didn't Lindsay just say he cheats or something like that?
I don't know if I didn't see that, but everybody says he cheats.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley said the race is far from over.
Oh God. You know,
I'm a fighter and I'm scrappy, and now we're the last one standing next to Donald Trump.
Jeez, you know, God damn it. You know, fucking Scarborough on that fucking MSNBC show. God, he thinks that Nikki Haley should stay in because you never know what's going to happen with these trials.
Oh, I agree.
Stupid. She's not going to be the nominee. I think this is more bullshit. I hate this.
But, you know, it's the shiny thing keeping his attention, too, because he's trying to win the, make sure he wins. I mean, not that he's going to probably be threatened, but
right.
He's still fighting her off. He, you know, otherwise he'd be going after Joe Biden with every lie and stochastic, terroristic, violent threat that he could.
Well, he did. He did go after him, right? He said, "Who could beat Biden? Anybody can beat him. Get beat him. I can beat Biden."
he said something. And there's going to be chaos. His fucking lawyers just said that too again.
Yeah.
That if the SCOTUS says that Colorado can keep him off the ballot, then there will be chaos.
Bedlam. Jeez,
that's not the reason you vote.
What kind of lawyer
for
is this?
Something?
What kind of lawyer would say
it's a
that?
Trump
though?
Lawyer,
God,
a mob lawyer,
the
probably fuck,
the stupid lawyer, Hobbit, Elena Hobbit.
Trump had like a 8-point lead.
Yes,
I think by the time it was all said and done.
What happened, Nikki? Did your endorsement by Chris Sununu didn't do nothing? Dang.
Well, but there's more, a lot more under the, when you look deeper
into the 2000 people that live here.
When you look under the hood.
Yes.
And I don't mean like South Carolina looking under the hood. I mean,
right.
Look under the car hood.
Oh.
And, a number of those, where is that? I saw it like 40, was it 40%?
Yes.
Of... I'm gonna find the exact number now. Right. 40% of the whatever percentage I
of people in New Hampshire.
I confirm of the people that voted. Oh, here we go. 70%.
Right.
Of Haley voters.
Yes.
Weren't registered Republicans.
Okay.
So they're independents, allegedly.
Right.
That lean Republican. And that is horrible for him.
For Trump.
Yeah.
But we're
horrible.
Okay. But again, I
that,
guess.
And that all these people were motivated enough to come out and vote against him in a primary.
I mean, I feel like I hear what this person's saying and I hear that data. Although I look to the left and I see nothing but the maggot zombie apocalypse.
Because that's what our media is focusing on.
Right. And they, okay, But it's these are these weird little mountain people in New Hampshire that live in these cabins, run around chasing moose all the time. There's 2 million people there. No offense, guys.
There's a couple of cities there.
How the fuck did they get their own state? Not to be a dick, but how do you get your own state? There's 2 million people there. They get two senators?
Sure.
They got to have the first fucking primary or they're big cunts about it. You had it first forever, and now you didn't have it first for the first time. And they're like, well, we're mad. God damn, guys. Is there any other people that live in the middle of nowhere in America that we need to cater to?
What else have we got going? So that's, that was the headline over at the Drudge Report. He's back.
I don't mean to shit on New Hampshire. What's their biggest city? Concord? Or Granite City? I think it's, you don't know. No, because they don't.
Concord's the only one that comes to mind.
Okay. How many people are there?
We apologize to our listeners in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we don't know anything. But it is weird that why we have 20 million
people.
By the
way, it's 1.3 million.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Boy. God, it's like 1.3 fucking million people. I mean, they get they get the same amount of senators we do. That is insane.
I concur. That's crazy.
They want their primary first. Guys, get fucking real. You don't have to live with these maggots. You live up there by yourselves in the woods. Very nice. You don't see anybody.
It looks really nice.
There's nobody there. Of course it looks nice.
Concord is the capital.
Right.
Population 1.4, excuse me, million.
Yes.
Ranked 42nd in the nation.
In what?
Population.
Oh, okay. We usually rank in there around there for stuff like education. And
pretty wealthy, though. Income rank 8th.
Jeez. A bunch of rich guys.
Official language is English, but French is allowed for official business with Quebec.
No. Oh, did they border the...
Well, they're across the...
I didn't know. I don't know where... Why can't they be part of something else that's there? Why do they need two fucking senators?
Well, like New Hampshire and Vermont, just make them one state?
I guess. Fight it out.
I guess. Yeah.
Vermont's a lot
They may
bigger.
Have something to say about that.
What's a big city in Vermont? Montpelier?
That's the capital.
How do these places that they're just cold as shit, like Maine too, is four people, and they all have the same amount of senators? God, this is the weirdest fucking country. It's like squirrels get representation in New Hampshire. It's so weird. Maybe they're counting squirrels.
I guess New Hampshire borders Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And shares like suburbs with Boston. So, I mean,
we'll be a suburb of Boston. That would be so much fun, wouldn't it? They wouldn't even recognize. They Massachusetts could absorb 1 million people. They wouldn't even feel it. They don't even know.
Republicans are squealing.
Why?
Over all the non-Republicans that voted.
Well, oh, they didn't like that. Well, I mean, they're just doing the thing. Who gives a fuck? Your guy is going to get the nominee.
About how the rest of the night might play out. Let's go back to David Chalian with that. And David, you're getting more on the ways that Republican primary voters don't see eye to eye.
Yes, that's right, Jake. In these
You know what? I'm feeling that headache thing again.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna take a sit down for a second.
Oh, good. I'm gonna complain about these mountain people. I mean, God, what the fuck? If there's anybody from New Hampshire listening, I'm not trying to be an asshole or anything. I just don't know why you're first. I don't understand what the big deal is. There's only 2 million of you, and I know I made that point earlier, but. You know, I just felt like it was the thing. Are you okay? Okay, good. Right. So I guess South Carolina is next. And I don't mean to talk about Joe Scarborough so much, but sometimes I hate listening to that in the afternoon. And I don't understand. Am I about to experience the time when the media tries to normalize Nikki Haley as not a fucking lunatic? Because they're making her sound like she's a normal candidate. And she's not a fucking normal candidate. She's a wacko. And, you know, she thinks slavery, she doesn't think slavery had anything to do with the fucking Civil War. It's like, we're all going to pretend like she didn't say that a few weeks ago. God damn. I just don't know if I can, I don't know how, if anybody is still listening to this podcast right now, I feel bad for you if Nikki Haley is ever the nominee, because I'm going to complain about that for a long time. I can't stomach the normalization in Nikki Haley. She's not normal. And she's going to pardon Trump. I bet your fucking ass she'll pardon Trump. Don't you think? If she's a nominee,
she said that.
Then what's the fucking difference? She's going to pardon fucking Trump, and he'll still be out there. Oh, God, I'm sorry you feel bad.
Oh, it's a, you know, I get the headachy thing in the back of the neck when it starts, and sometimes I get a little dizzy.
Yeah, that sucks.
And I don't want to vomit, you know, here on mic.
Do you want to sit in the big chair?
No, I'm good now. I put my feet up for a minute, and I'm back in the saddle.
Okay.
So Nikki Haley, like you said, she's out of the VP race, allegedly. I mean, she said that she is refusing, to be anybody's vice president.
You know, do you think, I bet the White House wants to, they'd rather run against, Trump, I would imagine. Even though
100%. Yeah.
Part of me is like, it would be great if Nikki Haley knocked out Trump, because then Trump wouldn't be president. And I think Nikki Haley being president, it would be better than Donald Trump being president. Like, I think Nikki Haley has all these horrible opinions. She hates gay people and all this shit. But she's going to leave when she loses.
Yeah, and I don't think she's going to, you know, nuke somebody just because they said she looked ugly.
You know, I learned something this weekend. Damn it. This is Wednesday. Did we talk about the fact that Nikki Haley got the UN ambassadorship under Trump because he wanted to give an attaboy to the first Republican to endorse him for president, the lieutenant governor of South Carolina? So he appointed her as UN ambassador. Then that lieutenant governor got elevated, and that's what happened.
Oh, yeah,
why she was UN ambassador. Oh, my God.
And I'm sure that guy has endorsed Trump. Right, yeah, of course, because all the
right.
That's the thing is, all these people that she helped along the way.
Yes,
even
Tim Scott,
Nancy Mace, I guess, is another one that she helped in some capacity, and they both have endorsed Trump.
Listen to me. Did you watch Trump's speech about New Hampshire, about his winning speech, his victory speech?
Oh, sure, parts of it. I was going to play parts.
Did you see any of it?
Yeah.
Did you see? What's wrong with Tim Scott? Is he okay? Because he looked insane. Right. That guy stole the show in that concession speech. I couldn't keep my eyes off him. I was like, what is wrong with that motherfucker? That guy shouldn't be a senator.
Up and I said, wow.
So
she's doing,
there we go. So this is part of the issue here.
Oh, so this was MSNBC covering his speech.
Yeah.
And fact checking in real time.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Well, you're fact checking a guy that's like, he doesn't know what he's saying though.
In fact, I think, I saw a story, where was it? That Ducey, like they were playing a tape. I don't know if it was from that speech or what it was from.
Yes.
But, it was Trump in a speech, and Ducey said, pause it. No, wait a second. Now that's just not true.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah, and the Kilmeade was almost like, what? Something like that.
I think it's a confusing time to work at Fox News. Like, what can you talk about? I mean, because they're obviously going to get behind Trump when he's a nominee. I
mean, right.
Unless he ends up in jail or something. I guess that's good enough reason to stick around if you're Nikki Haley, if you got money, or why not? This guy could get arrested.
The only story I can find is Trump's reaction to Ducey doing it.
Yeah.
But maybe the tape will be in there. Trump loses it on Fox News host, letting he let loose on Steve Doocy, gross, Doocy, for having the audacity to fact check him the other day.
Yes.
The night before, the former president appeared on Hannity, where he falsely claimed Democrats are allowed to vote in the Republican primary in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Maybe this isn't the one. Because I swear there was one where Doocy said, no, wait a minute. Let's stop the tape. I'll try to find that. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Kill me's brain probably melted.
But Trump still last week was pissed off about being fact checked. Unwatchable Rhino, Steve Doocy of Fox and Friends, which is suffering mightily from the lack of interest and ratings decline, with Steve being the principal factor, has just blurted out that I was wrong on the fact that Democrats can vote in the New Hampshire Republican primary. He was so anxious to go against me that he fell into the proverbial Trump, Trump is in quotes, trap, just like all others do. Mm-hmm. In actuality, Democrats can vote. They had to register by October 6th, but they could come in as independents and then can be Democrats, and nobody's going to know. So we already have the 3,542 Democrats changed to undeclared. I don't know where he got that from.
Well, from his asshole, from his diaper.
408 to Republican, all of whom will be voting. All others will come in as liberals. He didn't write this. Right. Their rationale is that they are so desperate to stop Trump because they don't want to run against me. They want to run against Nikki or Ron or anyone else.
No.
We know that's not him, because he would have said Bird Brain and DeSantis.
Bird Brain, DeSanctimonious.
If an independent is a Democrat, they can vote. That's what they want to do. Fill up the roster with Democrats. That is not him.
Yeah.
That's Stephen Miller.
Yeah. Jason Miller.
Or Jason Miller.
Maybe Melania wrote that one.
Don't drink Jason Miller's smoothies.
Does Melania go on any campaign events for him?
No, I'm serious. Did you see that scene from the funeral?
Which funeral?
Her mother's?
Oh, yeah.
At the,
do you think Trump knows her mother's name?
I don't. Well, I would think so.
He didn't know who Laura was.
I think he knows. But he walked up there. It's him kind of walking behind Melania going up to the limo, and she gets in, and he leans into the door, almost looks like he's starting to get in, and all of a sudden he backs up and then his shoulders slump and he turns and walks away. So it almost looks like she was like, get the fuck away from me. Right. I'm not riding with you. You pig.
Yeah. That's going to cost you.
And let's not forget, like 8 hours earlier, he was at the Eugene Carroll's trial.
Bing. I'm in my defamation trial for someone I raped per a judge. And now I'm having to hang out with my wife at her mom's funeral. That's a bizarre day, isn't it? Bing, 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 bing.
So there you go. Trump upsetty pants, upsetty pampers about this being fact checked on Fox.
What we're seeing is, this is someone, like, Trump should be a celebrity right now that shows up on, I don't know, one of those dumb roasts at the Friars Club or something every once in a while, and says something shitty about, I don't know, Richard Simmons, and then goes, sits down and, rape somebody later, probably. But he shouldn't be our fucking president. This is totally fucking nuts.
Richard Simmons.
You know?
Taking some collateral.
You know, that biopic,
There's a short film that's out that you can see. I think it's on YouTube, and they're making, or it's in pre-production or whatever, for a feature length, biography of Richard Simmons, played by
Pauly Shore,
buddy. Hey, buddy.
You know, I thought I saw somewhere that Richard Simmons is against this movie. He doesn't want to be played by Pauly Shore.
He distanced himself in a post on Facebook.
I think Steven Seagal should play Pauly Shore. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's a different movie.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
I agree.
I'm Pauly Shore.
That would be funny. I'm very funny.
He's in Russia, though, isn't he?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
What is wrong with that guy? He's a guy from the dumb action movies. What the fuck?
He's out of his fucking mind.
What happened? All the 80s. Let's name all the 80s action movie stars that lost their shit. I'll go with the first one. Mel Gibson. Fuck. That guy went nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Steven Seagal. Cuckoo.
Chuck Norris.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Gary Busey, baby.
Action star.
Wasn't he in something? Or am I getting him mixed up with Dolph Lundgren?
Bad news also from Fox.
Yes.
For Trump.
Right.
Fox News polling.
Yes.
Revealed a large percent of New Hampshire Republicans will not vote for Trump.
Jeez. Well, Donald.
The over a third said they will never vote for Trump.
But wait. New Hampshire Republicans.
Yes.
But they did vote for him in that primary.
Only 54%.
Right.
The, let's see. While Trump predictably called out a huge victory and signaled to his surrogates to call for Haley to drop out, the margin of victory isn't that big. And the voter analysis from Fox News suggests deeper problems for his viability in a general election.
Yes.
Ducey reported the results of the polling data on Fox and Friends Wednesday morning. There you go.
I can't wait.
Oh, wait, this is going to be an ad.
Don't throw that in the trash.
Is someone there?
Let me turn that off. We have to wait a few seconds.
You know,
I'm
going to say this about Donald Trump. Donald, I think you shouldn't be so mean to the Fox and New Friends people. I mean, they've been so good to you over the years. I mean, really, man. Maybe cut him a break, right?
Well, yeah, they helped get him there.
Jesus, he's some ungrateful asshole. They fact-checked you, you dumb shit. They love you.
InSinkerator. Kitchen better.
InSinkerator.
Let's take a look at the Fox News voter analysis. We talked to 2,000 people who we talked to Republicans and Democrats, and the results are based on which of the two ballots they called for. Of New Hampshire Republicans, as you can see right there, the unaffiliated 62% went for Nikki Haley. When it comes to...
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Very conservative voters. The next panel, it shows you that Donald Trump wins in a landslide. Very conservative, 83%. But here is the rub, and we're going to talk a little bit about how all the major, a lot of major publications today are talking about this. How would you feel if Trump wins the nomination? 53% of Republicans will be very satisfied. But here's the problem for the former president. According to our voter analysis, 35% of Republicans said they would not vote for Donald Trump.
Damn!
And those numbers plummet if he's convicted of anything.
Right. Oh, I see. So that might end up mattering on some level.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not in this state, but in places where the how many people are up there?
1.4 million.
35, 36 people huddled around a fire.
Wow, some really unkind things being said on X about Susan Collins.
Jeez. Where's she from?
Maine.
Okay, how many... Hey Siri, how many people live in Maine? Mine's on silent.
1,362,000. Oh, really?
That's it. That is it? Go that's fuck yourself.
That's less than New Hampshire.
What the fuck? God.
Susan Collins says, Ryan.
Yes?
She will not endorse President Trump, even if he becomes the nominee.
Lies, you fucking liar.
Of course it's a lie.
God, please, Susie. Come on, God damn it. I can't believe you're a senator. That is not a full-time job. I'm sorry. You're a senator,
well,
too.
It is.
No. Bullshit. How many
she's
people?
She's got to be there
There's
the same
12
amount
people
of time.
Up there. For what?
She just doesn't have to drive around a lot to meet her constituents.
No,
she
Zoom
But
calls
as far
them.
As being in Washington, she has to work the same amount as
Jeez,
everybody.
I got to go down there and protect your right to choose.
Oh.
Cross fingers.
Here's what she said.
Yes.
Susan Collins, Maine, the top-ranking Republican on the Senate Appropriations Committee and a key figure in getting bills passed through Congress, says she will not endorse former President Trump even if he becomes the Republican Party's nominee for president. Listen to what she said, though.
Yes.
Asked if she could see herself endorsing Trump if he wins the nomination, she replied, I do not at this point.
Jeez.
Does anybody miss those last three words?
At this point. At this point.
Could you see yourself endorsing Trump? I do not at this point.
That means she's going to endorse Donald Trump. Susie of Collins course. Will take the path of least resistance. Why? Because she's a fucking Republican.
And she'll be very concerned.
Nikki Haley is going to pardon this guy if she
wasn't
she
wins. Sure Trump learned his lesson. Remember, that was the thing. I think he's learned his lesson.
Yeah. Did you see that E. Jean Carroll trial? Have you seen that? He's learning lessons. Come on.
Good job, Susie.
At this point. At this point.
What bullshit.
Oh, God. The fucking Maine, man. It's like, why isn't Maine part of, what's below Maine? I'll fix this problem right now. Maine and what?
New Hampshire.
God. Okay, so that's not enough, though. Here's a wild fucking idea. At the very least, we could combine Maine and New fucking Hampshire, couldn't we? And then we'd have 3 million
you
people.
You could have Maine Hampshire Vermont.
Yes.
Put them all together.
You'd save on postage, wouldn't you? There'd be less states.
Let me get this out of my spreadsheet.
It makes me crazy.
If something that's in this vein. I saw another one of those fucking memes.
Yes.
That was the entire United States basically red with a few blue dots.
Oh, right. And the blue dots, that's where the cities are. That's where the people are.
And yeah.
The red dots are where the tumbleweeds are.
And it just fucking infuriated me again. And
why?
And all the dumb morons responding, you know, about it.
You don't think piles of dirt need representation, Pat?
And so I looked it up.
Yeah.
I looked up some numbers.
Woo.
That out of over 3,000 counties.
Yay.
In the United States.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
More than half of all Americans, the entire population, what are we, 360, 370 million, whatever, live in 143 counties out of over 3,000.
Oh, my God. That means... Why don't we just have the popular vote then? Why don't we have the popular vote? Then those fucking people that live in the middle of nowhere in Maine could just say, thank you, city centers, for taking care of us and voting properly.
So, and then there was a comparison.
Yes.
Los Angeles County.
Right.
California, you may have heard of it.
Oh, sure, Pat.
Population, 10 plus million.
10 million. 10 fucking million. And yet New Hampshire
one county. Well, here we go.
Senators.
Loving County, Texas, Ryan. 113,000 people.
Come on. And would they get the same? This is stupid. Fuck this.
But I looked it up, and LA County is a big fucking county. It's one of the biggest in the country.
I mean
area.
There.
Area.
Right.
Wise. And Loving is kind of wee as Texas counties go.
Okay.
So I dug deeper, and I found two that are very similar in square miles to prove my point again.
Yes.
My beloved home city and state and county, Cook County, Illinois.
Right.
Is 1,500 and change square miles.
Right.
5 million plus people.
Okay, that's a lot. That's more than New Hampshire, even. Can
just about the same size in square miles is Kennedy, Texas, with one N.
Okay.
Or Kennedy, they probably say.
Kennedy.
Roughly the same amount of square miles. Now, Cook County has over 5 million. Kennedy, Texas.
Yes.
Has 289.
Million
people.
Giant Hill 13.
So equal size there.
Right.
And you're telling me that your big red fucking map means fuck all.
It means nothing. There's nobody out there. You're talking about squirrels then. Then let's be real. Then I think squirrels should be able to vote. I mean, who are you representing then if not the animals at this point? Or whatever wildlife is out there. There's nobody there. Do you remember driving across country?
Many times.
What? Texas, there's not one fucking person in parts of that city,
true,
that state. And it goes on forever, and it's not necessary. And there's not, no offense. I don't know what the fuck. Nobody's doing shit out there, man.
No offense to the tundra.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's just not necessary.
Bunch of prairie dogs fucking having incest out there. They don't need representation. You know what I mean? It's crazy. That's Ted. That's it. That's does Ted Cruz, that's his land. Do the rattlesnakes vote for him? That would make sense.
Well, yeah, professional courtesy.
I got the copperhead vote. So dumb. Why don't we have a senator out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico then? Who gives a shit? There's nobody out there. God, this is dumb.
A bunch of the sub-headlines over at Drudge. Fox shock, 35% of Republicans will not vote for the Don. Leading Senate GOP centrist won't endorse Trump. Next one, big warning signs about Trump. That's what we're
Who is the leading GOP centrist?
I don't know, but before I click on it, let's guess.
Jesus Christ.
Leading Senate GOP.
There is none.
Mitt Romney.
You know what? I reject all this bullshit that there's.
Well, who's your guest then?
It's Mitt Romney.
Oh, right? You agree with me? Oh,
yeah, yeah. That's why I'm laughing. It has to be Mitt Romney, which is a joke.
Oh, fuck!
It is.
It's Susie. It's the story we just did.
Susie Collins.
I forgot she's even a Republican.
Okay, well, she doesn't centrist. Listen, man. There's no centrist Republicans. They're all fucking Nazis. Get real. I'm tired of that bullshit narrative. This moderate Republican bullshit. Show me the evidence of that.
Here, Biden gets the opponent he wants.
Yes.
Ex-Trump aide says it was a good night for Joe. And then this might be what you're talking about a little bit. Tim Scott's humiliating campaign to be VP.
Oh, my God, Tim. Bing, 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 bing. You are so fucking stupid. I mean, God, I just, there's an art to standing in the background and not pulling focus. Do you understand? There's a difference between giving focus and pulling focus. And Tim Scott spent a lot of time during Man Baby's victory speech pulling focus. And it was weird.
Well, Trump, did you see how Trump brought him up? It was like, because, you know, there's all these rumors about Tim Scott being gay.
No, I thought he was, and he got married or something.
Well, now he's engaged. And okay. Trump said, let me see if I can find this.
God, it's amazing to me. It's like on some weird level, there's a group of people. I don't know who they are. They give a flying shit about Tim Scott, whether he's fucking dudes or not. I don't get it. Who gives a shit? I don't care if Tim Scott's gay. I don't give a fuck.
Well, and Lindsay, for fuck's sake. I mean,
is Lindsay saying
what
that?
What does it tell you about the party that? I mean, you know, he hasn't said it, and who cares?
I don't give a fuck.
But
Tim Scott can spend all day, you know, sucking on penises. I could give a shit.
Right. Well, he has been with Trump.
I mean, but God, he just looks so weird in those group shots. I mean, God, Tim, he's smiling so much. What are you smiling about? Jesus.
Well, he wants to be vice president. He probably,
God,
thinks Trump will think of him because Trump thinks he'll get some of the black vote.
No, Tim, Trump is going to, don't you think Trump is going to have, like, you know, a VP that's with inside fun parts in that?
I think he's probably going to. Yes, yeah.
Of course. Come on.
Especially Tim, after the whole Roe v. Wade thing.
Tim, get real.
He'll be seeing a lot of them. And we have another one. Everybody knows him. And today was a big story, the biggest story out there. He's engaged to be married. We never thought this was going to happen. What's going on? A very, very fine person.
We never thought. I thought he was a big homo.
Is this his victory speech from? My God. I tell you, this guy is, he's fucked up, man. He is so high. He is so fucking high in this moment. Is it Adderall?
I forget what they said his drug of choice once was.
It's Adderall, right?
No, it begins with a P. It's a cousin of Adderall, but that begins with a P.
It's not propofol.
That propofol is the opposite of Adderall.
Bing, 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 bing. Take a bunch of it.
So those are the some headlines all over Drudge is how, you know, actually the primary numbers are not good for Trump.
You know, you started playing his speech, and why did he sound? He is sounding particularly fucked up lately. What is going on?
Because he's particularly fucked up.
I mean, God damn, I was just listening to him. The way he says words, I guess, which would be speak, the way he speaks. I mean,
I have the best words.
He says words weird. He says all the weird words these days. I don't know what's going on with him. Bing, 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 bing. He sweats so much, too. It's like a sheen on that guy. He's like had a layer of sweat on him in these interviews and that victory speech. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with that guy? Gross. They need a V8.
He's gross.
I think that's very dangerous dog whistle messaging that Alex Soros was sending. I mean, we already know that the Soros family, you know, based off of the actions that they've been doing are evil people, right? And to put this dog whistle, and many are interpreted as an assassination attempt of President Donald Trump. Again, this is a very dangerous time. And I really hope that the FBI would really take a look at this because to me, it's clear messaging.
This is that Pastor Mark Burns, the virulently anti-gay asshole who ran for Congress and shockingly didn't get elected even as a Republican.
Where is he from? Why does he sound so... Let me rephrase my question. What's that accent?
Pastor Mark Burns. I think he's from one of the Carolinas. But
oh, okay. It sounded a little Cajun or something. I was just trying to...
Oh, that might be.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he just sounds... strange because he's this crazy fucking Jeebus guy. Who knows? Bing, 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 bing.
Pastor at the Harvest Praise and Worship Center in South Carolina.
Nine!
So that's him. Alex Soros.
Yes.
Who is now the new target. Now that dad is, you know, 90-something.
Right.
And has handed over the company, I think, to Alex.
Right.
But Alex is just as liberal as dad.
Yeah.
Shared a link to an article from The Atlantic. And MAGA world is somehow convinced that it is a coded threat against Trump.
Yes.
And this is Mark Burns.
Yes.
Demanding an FBI investigation into this obvious assassination attempt on Trump.
Shit.
The thing that he tweeted.
Yes.
Is a link to an article about how experts had expected to see rising crime and inflation rates in 2023, but those predictions failed to manifest and both, quote, the twin crises largely evaporated, and no one is totally sure why.
The twin crises has largely evaporated.
The featured image for the article consisted of two stock photos. One was a piece of glass shattered by a bullet. That's a rising crime, right?
Okay.
And the other shows a hand holding cash, so inflation rates, I guess, you know, right. In the economy.
Okay.
When links to the articles are posted on Twitter, the platform automatically imports the article's featured image. So that's what happened. He didn't put these pictures on there.
Right.
Alex Soros, when he shared the article.
Right.
But somehow I get the bullet hole and the money they think is a call to assassinate Donald Trump.
Oh my God. They're images. Right? I mean,
right.
So the image of a bullet hole and then a pile of money is a clarion call to a bunch of maggots or a bunch of, you know, Antifa people to get man baby or some shit like that?
Yeah, Burns just said, quote, we already know that the Soros family, based off of the acts that they've been doing, are evil people. To put this whistle, dog whistle, many are interpreting as an assassination attempt. of President Donald Trump is a very dangerous time. I hope the FBI really looks at this.
Is Mark Burns the type of pastor that believes that Adam had a rib ripped from his body and that created woman for him to have sex with?
Oh, yeah.
God damn. These Christians are just exhausting. Hey, Mark, do you really believe that right before the flood, this guy Noah built this big fucking boat out of wood, I guess. I mean, what else would it be?
Well, sure.
And then I'm just trying to figure it out, man. And then does Mark Burns really believe that a bunch of animals got on the boat and then a flood happened and Noah saved the animals, excuse me, with the help of Jeebus, I guess. And then
probably, yeah, I guess.
Jeez, man. Okay. Cool. Everybody's mentally ill, man. Noah.
Yeah, this guy is out of his mind.
Right.
Well, this is a great day for children here in South Carolina because this bill will ban genitalia mutilation surgeries.
I can't turn the volume up anymore, but he's on a different show. I don't know. Is this Onyx News Network?
I remember us covering him or something.
We've played him a bunch of times. Right, he's horrible.
Yeah.
But like I said, when he was running for something, he was virulently anti-gay.
Why? It's genital mutilation.
What? Genital mutilation.
They've changed that. I don't know. God. It's like they can't say that word enough. Don't call it that. It's not accurate.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some old clips of him. But
and nobody wants to hear you fucking weirdos in your priest voice going, genital mutilation. It's like you enjoy it. It's like when he says that word, it's like he fucking enjoys it, this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Mark? What the fuck is wrong with Mark Burns?
He's a crazy Christian Republican pastor. Ooh. I mean, grift, grift, grift.
Hey, Mark, have you ever spent time doing something that wasn't like Jesus related? Like, you ever sit down and watch a James Bond movie
or listen
to a Pink Floyd album? Or
maybe not that.
Do you have a moment when you're not fantasizing about Christians killing people or some shit like that?
No.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
That's what he does when he's watching James Bond movies. He's wishing he was a Christian James Bond. He could go kill all his enemies.
Christian Moonraker.
In Jesus' name. Good news? I think this is good news.
Yay!
Jon Stewart returning to the Daily Show.
Yes, yes.
Once a week on Mondays. He's signed up for the Rachel Maddow
package.
Package, yeah.
Is that how bad it is? Poor Jon Stewart has to get out of retirement to keep us from having President Shitler again. Has it come to this? God damn, that sucks. I feel bad for Jon Stewart. He was on vacation. Things got so bad in America. Jon Stewart's got to come out of retirement.
Well, he's also coming back as an executive producer also.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, there's a profit motive.
Yeah. Okay. He's also going to be helping run the show a bit, I believe. After scuttling a months-long search for a new host, the Paramount Global Network has enlisted Jon Stewart, who presided over the late-night mainstay's most popular era, to serve as its host on Monday nights through the 2024 election cycle.
Right.
And to run the program. He is expected to play an oversight role that could extend through 2025. We'll start his on-air duties February 12th.
Yes.
Various correspondents will host the program Tuesday through Thursday. And Jen Flans, the current exec producer, will continue her duties on the show.
Right. Cool. Maybe awesome. One of the Trump kids could do it, could be a guest host. Ivanka or Eric.
Hey, guys.
This is all fucked up, people. God, Jon Stewart is all on retirement. Probably in the Bahamas somewhere. He gets a call. It's like, you got to get back in the studio. America's not going to make it without it, you know?
Well, a lot of people were upset when he bailed before the election. Right?
One more season, man. Stayed one more season. Maybe.
You think that might have swayed things?
I don't know. I mean, it would have been worth a try. God.
This is Arizona.
Nine.
Not an inappropriate response.
Oh, yeah. You know who's from
We apologize to our German listeners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know who's from there that we forget about? That guy, that dude, the birther guy, Joe Arpaio. He's from Arizona, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Way Jesus-y.
Was he going to be the governor? What was he going to do? He ran for something and lost.
Senate or governor? Lost bigly, maybe right? Governor.
Yeah, yeah. You lost, Joe. You ran for. I remember you ran for senator and you fucking lost so big. You lost, Joe.
He like came in last in the primary.
Yeah, he sucks.
Jeff DeWitt in. Okay, this is pissing me off.
Well, how you know, if Stephen Miller isn't the AG when we have President Trump, is there a chance we'll see Joe Arpaio? I mean, he was in law enforcement. Attorney General.
I think he's too old, isn't he? I mean,
no.
Isn't Joe Arpaio like 90?
No, he's in great shape for this. He'll be fine. He's a vampire.
Jeff DeWitt resigned as chair of the Arizona Republican Party.
Ooh, what's he up to?
24 hours after the Daily Mail published leaked audio of him offering Carrie Lake a plum job or money to step out of politics.
Is that legal? Can you do that? Can you?
I mean, I don't see why not.
Well, no, it's a bribe. I don't want you to run for something. I'll give you money to not do it. That's illegal, isn't it? It's not?
Well, bribing someone to not do something like that, I don't think.
What if I say, get out of this race, or I'm going to release the information that's in this?
Well, that's extortion.
Well, then what's the difference?
One is you're winning.
Now, there's still something you want, the money.
And one is you're not winning.
Right, that's true.
In the tape, he could be heard explaining that powerful people would offer her a job or money if she sits out of politics for 2 years.
I would love that. God, give me that offer. What a great offer. My God, Carrie Lake, this is the answer we've all been looking for. The one thing these cretins like is money. They like all kinds of weird shit, you know, but they love that money.
Yeah.
Do you think if you took Mike Flynn aside and say, what's your price? We'll give you a price to walk away from public life politics. You can't be an insurrectionist anymore. You just have to go live somewhere and shut the fuck up. What? $5 million? Do you think you could buy him off?
More than that.
Seven?
I think you need a lot more than that.
Really? I don't know. I think they're onto something here. I really fucking do. What number could you give Kim Jong-un? How much is stop? Walk away.
I don't think any amount. I mean, he has a country.
You offer him a nicer one.
He's got a country.
I mean, we don't want to offer him another country. Just what if you said Kim Jong-un? I don't know if you've ever been to Beverly Hills. It was very expensive. I got a house for you on the good side of the valley, on the good side of the hill.
Well, that's the thing about him was wasn't he educated in the West or wasn't he? I mean, he was out of the country.
I know you get this North Korea, but this is an infinity pool. You know, it's got an infinity pool and models for days or something. I don't know what to do with him.
He resigned amid controversy over leaked audio, in which he appeared to attempt to bribe Carrie Lake to not run for Senate. He had served in the role since January 23. He said in a statement that Carrie Lake's team issued him an ultimatum, resign today or face the release of a new, more damaging recording.
Damn, the Republicans are fucking lit, man. I mean, this is crazy. I love it. Resign today.
He said, I'm truly unsure of its contents, but considering our numerous past open conversations as friends, I decided not to take the risk, and he quit.
Damn. That's it. Shit. Carrie Lake's never won anything, right?
Right.
Who the fuck is she threatening people? What is going on?
In the recording, he appears to ask Lake to name her price to stay out of politics for 2 years. But Lake pushed back, saying she would not leave the Senate race and could not be bought. Oh, that's how you should know you're being taped.
Yeah.
If Carrie Lake's saying, I cannot be bought.
Why are you trying to buy someone out of politics?
Well,
though?
She's leaning toward a plant that's near the wall.
Mm. Right. She's speaking.
I cannot be bought.
This fern is wired for sound.
She's now running for GOP nomination for Senate in Arizona. Expected to face Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego.
Was she able to say I can't be bought without laughing or
yeah, really.
I mean, God, good job, Meryl Streep.
I crossed my fingers.
Right.
Remember, she was a Fox host. That's her claim to fame.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like the Arizona, Phoenix or whatever. I think Phoenix.
How much to buy off Donald Trump to get him out of politics? I guess a pardon.
I don't think you can at this point. You know? I mean, yeah, well, yeah. Of course, some kind of a pardon.
This is what I would offer him if I was Merrick Garland. Or I would say, listen, we got a place. We're going to put you on an island in the middle of nowhere. You can watch TV, and there'll be a bunch of Diet Coke.
Wilson.
What?
Wilson.
Yeah, you can talk to a ball. We don't give a fuck what you do. But you don't have any internet, which is fine because you don't give a shit about that. You can pretend to tweet. He won't really tweet. He can pretend to tweet. Then he can watch his old VHS tapes of the news. Didn't he carry around old VHS tapes and stuff? Of programs that he would record?
Who?
Trump.
Did he?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't remember that story.
Oh, yes. He's crazy. That's a guy you could just...
VHS.
Yes. I swear to God,
like
dude.
Back in the day or recently?
Hey, Siri, did Trump carry around VHS tapes of news programs during his presidency? God, I don't know. No. Shit. That wasn't a good internet search, but he did. He did. He would record, like, the news and want to rewatch it and shit. Put the tape in.
This guy says he didn't intend to bribe her, but was offering candid advice for her to sit out the Senate race and run again for governor in 2028.
This party, you know, this party is a bad party. I'm sorry, are these Republicans or is it Democrats that we're talking about?
Let me check, Ryan. Oh, okay. Oh, it looks like they're Republicans.
Wow. You guys are fucking crazy.
I'm shocked.
God, you know, if you worked on the red side of the House, in Congress and the Capitol, would you carry a knife just to be safe? Walk around with fucking the yellow pages, well, the
Republicans
duct taped
to
the front and back
to,
of you.
They wanted to be able to carry, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So nice. Could you imagine you're some fucking Democratic senator from the far-reaching territories of Connecticut, and all of a sudden, oh, look at these maggots with their guns. Jeez.
Also, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay.
Just past the top of the hour, a few minutes past. If you're listening live, if you're not listening live, then I don't know what the fucking time is.
I wonder how many Walmarts there are in New Hampshire. Like two? A couple.
Probably.
A couple Walmarts.
Yeah, probably not many.
Yeah. Well, who would go there?
As opposed to here, where...
Right. We have so many Walmarts. Mean, we're better.
I know of three within not crazy driving distance.
Yeah.
You know, this they're huge. All of them
yes,
are huge.
Yes. This one Walmart, I would say... I don't know, in a rougher part of Pensacola. You know what they have in the center of the parking lot? They have one of those police things, and its job is to listen for gunshots
yeah.
to triangulate gunshots.
They have that in Chicago.
Does that work?
They have that, yeah, supposedly. Hmm. Using three different mics, you can...
Yeah. Why is it in the Walmart parking lot? Why? And why would you even have...
Well, Walmart lets people sleep overnight, right?
I don't know.
In their parking lots? Isn't that the thing? Like, if you have an RV or just going to sleep in your truck, that Walmart allows you to park in their parking lots?
Don't you feel that if you had some system where you're triangulating gunshots in Florida, it would be kind of pointless, though? How many gunshots do we have every day here? Like, 4 million? We have, like, 10 gunshots per New Hampshire resident. You know what I mean? people are shooting guns off all over the place.
In New Hampshire?
No, here. I'm just saying here you're triangulating gunshots everywhere.
Where did I hear the most gunshots?
Chicago.
Yeah, Wicker Park.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
When I moved to Wicker Park, which is now, of course, totally gentrified, and you can't afford anything in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
But when I moved there, it was still kind of ghetto-y, and there was a gang house down the block, literally.
Yeah.
And we heard gunshots kind of daily.
You know, I would hear gunshots.
It was a great apartment.
Yeah, that was a great apartment, though.
It was a great apartment.
You hear gunshots. I'd hear them in Rogers Park in Chicago, and you would be like, oh, it's a car door. And it'd be like, pow, 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 pow.
Right.
It's a weird car.
I did hear the murder in Venice.
Yeah.
That was two houses down.
Right.
In between the houses. That was six shots.
Jeez.
And then, I don't think, I mean, I don't know that I've heard gunshots here, except on like 4th of July, right. New Year's Eve. You can kind of tell the difference between some firecrackers going off and bang, 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 you know.
Bing, bing, bing.
You can kind of tell the difference.
Can we stop blowing shit up? Dogs hate it. They hate it. They don't like it.
Yeah. I you know, a lot of dogs and cats freak out. Freak right. The fuck out.
People too with PTSD. You know?
And I get it. I mean, it's, you know, scary shit. All of a sudden there's loud explosive noises going off.
But it's America. We have to blow stuff up a lot. Right. We're bored.
We love blowing shit up. We have, this motherfucker, Joe Manchin, taking shots at Biden.
Yes.
And there's still rumors that this motherfucker is going to try to run on that, like, no labels or something like that.
I hate that so much. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Trying
like
to take
saying,
votes away from Biden.
Please let us have Trump be president. What is wrong with these people? God.
Manchin this week proudly praised the Inflation Reduction Act, which he helped write, and its impact on the manufacture of electric vehicles, then blasted President Joe Biden for working to ensure EV chargers are available to more Americans across the country.
Well, go fuck yourself, Joe.
He then teased out a possible third-party presidential run.
Oh, go fuck off on your dumb fucking houseboat. Teased out. What Democrat is voting for Joe fucking Manchin? Fucking please. Nobody likes this guy. Who likes Joe Manchin? I can't think of one person. Does he have popularity outside? Is this no labels thing? Has no popularity. Gotta be shitting me. Fuck off. Is there like a huge, like is there, does Joe Manchin, I'm trying to understand, is he like Bruce Springsteen or something? Does he have a tremendous following? Do people know who the fuck this asshole is?
Well, no, it even says here, Manchin, who's not running for re-election, has been ranked as one of the most vulnerable senators. He's also ranked as one of the most unpopular.
So I'm running for president. I'm a weird fucking senator from West Virginia. I mean, nobody likes you, dude. And now you want to be a spoiler to get Trump elected? What is your fucking problem?
While supporting the manufacture of electric vehicles and praising his own legislation for ensuring more EVs are assembled in North America from U.S. parts, Manchin appeared angered that once the automobiles are sold, his own constituents would be among those eligible to receive tax credits for EV chargers.
Jeez.
In a statement, he slammed Biden's policy on who can qualify for an electric vehicle charger tax credit, claiming that it spits in the face of rural America. I'm sure it doesn't.
Go
what is he
fuck
talking
yourself,
about?
Because he's like, he's following the same argument. He is picking up the same tired bullshit fucking argument that the maggots are. The anti-electric car, they're coming for your combustible fucking engine.
The Biden administration, he said, released guidance last week that offers a broad definition of non-urban, including any census tract where at least 10% of blocks have not been designated as urban areas. Ultimately, the tax credit will be available to about 2/3 of Americans.
Yeah, so because of that weird fact you just pulled out of your asshole, you want Donald Trump to be president. I see. Good. What happens when he pulls all the funding out of Ukraine and Putin just waltzes into Europe? But wait, we have all these charging stations. That spits in the face of my constituents. You stupid shit.
He said it's just another example in a long line of this administration's attempts to force electric vehicles on Americans.
Oh my God, quit
and
doing it.
Spend money that Congress didn't account for, doesn't have in the budget.
What is wrong with you, Joe? You fucking suck. God. Ugh. What is wrong with him? Is there no one in the fucking... Can someone talk to him? Is there some Democrat that can sit this simpleton down and explain to him that no matter what, we don't need to have this Nazi in the White House? What's wrong with this guy?
As for his potential third-party bid, Manchin said, Super Tuesday pretty much confirms whatever's going to happen, what we believe will happen, and we'll see where we go from there. But people are looking for options, and we're going to be looking at that too. Whether it's me or whoever it may be, I think there's going to be options available if it goes down the way it's going down.
You know what, Joe? Why not run against Biden in these primaries? Why not run against him in Iowa? Why not? Because you just want to be a spoiler. This is another little fucking asshole running to not win.
Right.
He's running to not win. Nikki Haley is running to not win.
He's running to put Trump in.
Stupid. Why?
That's what he's doing.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what he'll end up doing if he takes votes away from Biden.
Even the worst Democrat, though.
Which he might not. He might actually pull votes from... They found out... remember, they were all into Robert Kennedy until they found out that Robert Kennedy was pulling votes from Republicans, from Trump.
Robert Kennedy...
And not from Biden.
I would rather have Robert Kennedy run for something than Joe Manchin. I mean... Could you imagine that would be? Could you imagine that debate stage? Donald Trump, Robert Kennedy, and Joe Biden.
Did you see
Christ.
Robert Kennedy's wife? Cheryl Hine
from Curb.
Yeah, she finally
divorced him.
Gave an interview, Cheryl. That was like why she. Loves her husband and why she and the things her feelings about the things he says and stuff like that.
Right. But what about the
she's standing by her man?
But what about the anti-Semitic stuff he says? Right.
Does he say anti-Semitic?
Yes,
stuff?
He does. I believe he does. We've done this story, I think.
I know anti-vax.
No, he said some weird anti-Semitic bullshit. This Robert Kennedy is fucked in the head.
I mean, he's an asshole. Don't get me wrong, but
I think he did say some anti-Semitic bullshit.
Also in the news,
and he's stupid too.
Who?
Robert Kennedy is stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
he's a dumb fuck.
He's right on a whole bunch of stuff.
He's an anti-fucking vaxxer.
Except that.
I'm sorry.
That's one of the things he's not right on.
No sense, though. How can you be, intelligence can't work on that buffet lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot say, oh, I'm an anti-vaxxer, and then expect me to treat you like you're not a stupid fucking person.
Did you ever think that she actually appointed you, Tim? And think of it, appointed, and you're the senator of his state, and she endorsed me. You must really hate her. No, it's a shame. It's a shame. Uh-oh.
I just love you.
No, that's why he's a great politician.
Love you, he said. Oh, God. And standing right
next to him,
flanking Tim Scott, are Eric fucking Trump and Vivek. Goddamn Ramaswamy.
Vivek, get up here and take us away, Vivek. Yeah. Bing, bing, bing. It's like the fascist rat pack or something. It's the horrible fuck pack. I mean, these.
I feel Vivek's and Tim Scott's tongues like snakes entwined in my anus.
Sometimes I feel like this podcast is. Never mind. It is anus.
What?
Somebody save that snake. I don't know. Is this podcast just a bad dream of news? I mean, is it real? Is this real? Is it real? That's real. Vivek Ramaswamy. Take it away, Vivek.
That is Vivek standing there.
It's surreal is my point.
Well, this is, yeah, it's bullshit. A fucked up timeline we live in.
Vivek, take it away. Tim Scott, it's like, what is wrong with that guy? He reminds me of Puddenfingers. It's like, those are two guys that are just socially weird. Aren't they?
Yeah,
Tim Scott is a fucking weirdo, man. It's like, so many people could have just stood there behind him and not, I don't know why, he just looks strange. Quit smiling at him. I mean, it's like, God, he's nasty, this Donald Trump. There's no way you really like him. He's overcompensating, don't you think? Is Tim Scott in love with him?
No, probably not.
Okay. Shit, man.
But he'll fuck him.
God, imagine the shower this Tim Scott has to take after that event. How do you look yourself in the mirror, you fucking bitch? Oh, my God. I could live with myself after. Ugh. God damn, Tim.
I like this headline. It took months of humiliation for DeSantis to realize 2028 would be better.
Shit. God, you know.
Motherfucker.
I remember watching that whole, his whole speech, and then Trump talks and he's like taking away Vivek. And by the end of it, you're like, all these people are making break out in a cold sweat. They're all so fucking horrible. I mean, to top it off, Vivek ends the night. I mean, it's just like, ugh. Any other Nazis?
Yeah.
Ugh. Maggots.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks.
Take it away, Vivek.
Joining.
Bing, bing, bing.
This is that labor leader from the UAW.
Yes.
Could have considered Donald Trump. You did not. Why not?
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at just the facts and the body of work of both candidates, and you know, both of them in their own words, nowhere in history has Donald Trump ever stood for the American worker. He stands against pretty much everything that we stand for.
Shit. This guy's the head of the UAW. I mean, what happened to the mob sounding guys that were...
Yeah, I don't know. Shit,
this guy sounds and looks like a banker,
right? Well,
My dad was a union rep.
Right. What union?
UAW.
UAW.
For the United Auto Workers.
Yeah.
He used to travel to Detroit a lot back in the day.
To coordinate.
Yeah. Well, you know, their headquarters were there because that's right. where the big automakers mainly were up in Detroit and everything. But he used to, yeah, go on those jaunts up there.
Right.
It was wacky conventions.
God, what happens at those things? The union conventions, they just...
Not much.
Right.
I'm sure they're very boring. And there's no cheating on your spouses going on whatsoever.
No. Right. There's no excitement. Tim Scott's not there smiling, looking happy, in love.
Tesla... Big shit today.
Yay!
Just so you know, if you're watching the markets.
What happened, Elon? These cars you're making, they don't go where they're saying.
Well, Tesla announced its financials.
Where's my steering wheel?
Things are not going off. That well. Not going that well.
This
down.
Nazi that built my car didn't do a good job.
Down 5.36%.
That's a lot.
That's a huge amount.
Has anybody told Elon yet?
I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. How does he looks weird? It's like, how can you tell if that little fascist is happy or sad? Because he just has this weird look on his face all the time. Maybe he doesn't have feelings. He named his kid a number, right?
Oh, with Grimes, yeah. That XAE 6943, whatever.
I'm an integer.
Apparently there's some phone call. I think it might be going on right now because people are Xing about it.
Yes, Xing.
Where Elon's trying to explain, like, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Your cars, Elon, don't go as long as you said they would go, meaning they don't hold a charge as long. And so when I'm driving somewhere and I run out of charge, then I can't drive this fucking car where the steering wheel barely stays on. And the self-driving function doesn't know the difference between a squirrel and a fucking toddler, you fucking asshole.
How do you think this bodes for the company? Elon Musk just said he thinks people shouldn't think of Tesla as a car company, but as an AI and robotics company.
I want my, I don't want a robot. I don't want to take my robot to my comedy show. I just want to drive my car to a comedy show. And that robot's not taking me there, you stupid shitbag. And your robot sucks, and your robot's AI sucks, right? The self-driving function sucks. There was a story about that.
Didn't the robot attack somebody or something?
Yes.
Not long ago?
Robot attacked somebody. What's happening with this dumb truck? Does that work or does that suck too? Fuck, man. His truck. The SUV.
And this guy. I will be grabbing Tesla shares and call options tomorrow.
Okay. Go ahead, buddy.
You go ahead, boo-boo.
Right. And what happened to the truck again? Is the SUV out there? Do people like it? That weird looking truck.
Jeez, I don't like it. I mean, I don't, I think it just looks weird.
Yeah. You're a hater. Why is it? Is by, it doesn't, well, it's the steering wheel falls
off.
I
like smooth better than sharp angles and boxy. I'm not, you know, I don't need to be in a stealth fighter flying down the road.
Yeah. And also like you kind of want to be, you don't want to stand out. You know, I don't think the Teslas look so weird, but that truck looks weird.
The truck, I mean, yeah. The Tesla truck, cars are seem okay. But you know, the
truck looks like something that's right. In a science fiction movie that sort of said, let's just make all the vehicles look like the cover of a ZZ Top album. That's what the truck looks like.
It is very bizarre.
It's lazy. It's weak. It's uninspired.
Also in the news, even though Fox is not real pro Trump these days, they still repeatedly cut away from Nikki's speech.
Yes.
Did you see Trump? She gives a speech like she won.
You know, she gives a speech. It's a lot more. It's very boring. And yours is not boring. That's why they cut away. It's, you know, it's very sad. Right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that victory speech he gave, I listened to it, and that was, I mean, it wasn't good or anything, but it was like, I mean, I've heard everything this guy said, and this guy continues to make my eyes pop out of my fucking head. I mean, he says some crazy fucking shit.
Okay, let's go to Texas. And I thought the way that I saw, I want to make sure I give him credit for this, the way I saw Dave Rubin yesterday summarize this ruling, I think, is the pithiest and best I've seen thus far. Basically, the Supreme Court has told Texas, your choices are be invaded or secede. That's what? Essentially what Texas has been told by the Supreme Court.
This is that ruling that the Supreme Court said, yes, the federal government can cut up the razor wire that you deployed inside the border.
Ooh, I tell you what, man.
To prevent migrants from crossing.
Hey, buddy, don't threaten me with a good time. President Pfeiffer might go ahead and secede then. Secede, and then we'll put razor wire up around your ass. How do you like that?
Oh, you know, I thought I might have erased this. Oh, no, here Jeez. We go.
Secede or be invaded. God.
I still simpleton. Have this story. This was... last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the TNM, the Texas Nationalist Movement?
That sounds creepy.
Were the Texit people.
Nine!
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, that killed me. The Texit, Brexit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Goodbye! Goodbye, you fucks! Oh, my God!
A prominent Texas nationalist has outlined a new strategy to secure an independence referendum. He wants to get it on the ballot.
Bye, Felicia. See ya.
Suffering a defeat in the state Supreme Court,
Bing.
He said, now the new strategy will be bare knuckles brawling.
Okay. Ooh, yes. Jeez.
They claimed, the Texas National Movement claimed they had gathered 139,000 plus
Signatures?
Signatures on a petition.
They're literate?
Addressed to the state's Republican Party, calling for the primary ballot in March to include a vote on Texan independence.
That is
which
great.
They dubbed Texit. They even call
Have
it
fun.
Texit.
Have fun, bitches. Oh my God, I'd love it.
The GOP chairman in Texas, Matt Rinaldi, rejected it.
Woo! Why? Come on, man.
And said the vast majority of the petition signatures were invalid.
Yes, they cheat. They lie, they cheat. Of course, they're Republicans. The Texits. Texit fucks.
In a further blow to the movement,
on
January 10th, the Texas Supreme Court refused to hear a legal challenge it had filed over the petition's rejection. Reacting to the judgment on his Texas News podcast.
Yes.
The Texas Nationalist Movement president.
Boy. Oh, God.
Daniel Miller.
Boy, man.
Said the group will now focus on supporting the election of candidates who have signed the Texas First Pledge. which includes a vow to, quote, vote for legislation and resolutions to call for a vote on Texas, reasserting its status as an independent nation.
Get the fuck out then. Go. Goodbye. Goodbye. And I'm invading tomorrow and I'm taking your shit. How do you like that, you stupid fucks? Oh my God. The attitude on that state.
They run a website called Take Texas Back.
No, go.
On which it lists candidates and elected officials who have signed the Texas First Pledge.
Your pipes freeze in the winter.
The website currently lists 54 people who've signed the pledge, ranging from aspiring Texas Senate and House candidates to precinct chairs, along with 25 who've already been elected.
So there's
25 people somehow got elected that have signed this pledge to get seceding on the ballot.
Did Ted Cruz sign it?
I don't think so.
Ted Cruz, by the way, is your senator, and he fled to Mexico when your fucking pipes are freezing because he didn't want to fuck with it. Let me explain something to any Texans that are listening, and no offense. You guys are in a state that can be on your own like this. I know you'd like to be, but how long would Texas last as its own country? How many hours?
Oh, funny you should mention that.
Where's your internet coming from?
I saw this.
Fuck off.
Posting.
Shit. The United Texas, or what would it be called? The Texas Republic?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Calculations as to what it would cost Texas to secede, leaving aside that there is no legal allowance for a state to secede. All federal contracts with Texas-based companies gone.
Yes.
Removal or closure of all U.S. facilities, military bases.
I'm taking my shit
post
back.
Offices.
We're taking our shit.
All of it.
That's mine.
Increased shipping and supply costs.
We're taking
especially
that too.
If Texas is not part of any trade agreements.
Right, that's right. I'm sorry. Life is tough.
Cancellation of contracts.
You wanted to leave.
Cancellation of contracts between Texas-based firms and companies in states that have no foreign business preference.
Woo! Texas first.
This group estimated it would run somewhere around $1 trillion for government and businesses.
Woo!
Without considering effects on the citizens.
I love it. You're telling me for $1 trillion. This is the home of the Houston, that baseball team that cheated years ago. Remember that?
Sure.
You guys want to secede. Texas, the country of Texas.
In a rallying cry to supporters, the Texas guy said, "It's all hands on deck now, folks. This is what the war looks like. Any of you guys who thought this was a pillow fight."
Oh, my God. It's the pillow fight. It's a memory foam pillow fight.
No, they're not lumpy. Any of you guys who thought this was a pillow fight, you thought wrong. This is bare knuckles brawling.
Like, shit, yeah, okay. God, what's wrong with this country of Texas?
Texas First Pledge signatories vow to, quote, place the interests of Texas and Texans before any other nation, state, political entity, organization, or individual.
And guess what will happen the first time a hurricane runs through? America, the country you used to be a part of, will have to come there and bail your ass out.
Oh, 100%.
Because you'll be underwater like little dumb fucks. Go ahead, then. Go ahead, secede. Jesus fucking Christ. We'll put up a wall.
Yeah, you'll start shooting people crossing the border, and Mexico will declare war on you and kick your ass.
Yeah, and maybe...
And we won't help.
Right, and you know what we'll do as this country? If you have anti-gay and anti-women bullshit in your constitution, guess what? You're going to pay dearly with sanctions. How do you like that? What the fuck?
So this guy's very serious. And apparently, you know, what, 25 already elected officials there in state have signed this pledge.
Is it true New Hampshire wants to secede? He's like, listen, we took a vote. Five of us want to go. Yeah, it's like,
it's a majority.
See you later. We're going to drive our five tiny homes out of here.
Apologies to our New Hampshire.
I'm just kidding. It's just Vermont crazy listeners. That you guys have.
We love everybody.
But it's crazy. You have to admit, it's crazy. Y'all are a state. It should be Vermont. If you combine Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, you might have something. They connect, right? Don't they?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay. There you go. And how many people would that be? Not even as much as this shitbag state, right?
As much as Texas?
Florida.
Oh, here? No. Yeah. I don't think so.
Still, you'd be great. That would be great. You should do that. Save so much money.
It's like four or five and change, all three states put together.
But then you would you lose? Would you actually lose Democrats in the Senate if you did that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then I'm against that. Never mind. Never mind that rant.
Except Susie.
Donald Trump has learned his lesson, guys. Nine!
Not a drag queen, although it's not a sexual assault.
Yeah.
But we have a Colorado pastor. This is amazing.
Not a sexual assault, huh?
Colorado pastor for an online church.
Woo!
Is accused of defrauding investors
of
over $3 million.
Damn!
Through a crypto marketplace.
Come on.
That he ran with his wife.
Yes.
Saying that the Lord helped him orchestrate the venture.
That I'm surprised more people don't do that. This venture is orchestrated by the Lord, so I filed this.
Oh, the Christ coin. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, not this one.
No.
This one's called INDX coin, Index coin or whatever.
Yeah.
Colorado Security Commissioner filed civil fraud charges against Eli Regalado and his wife, Caitlin, Yay. Saying the Denver couple targeted the Christian community and told followers that God would make them rich if they invested in a cryptocurrency he created.
Yes.
Called Index coin.
Right. Right. Doesn't that sound... Listen, I grew up going to church, and I grew up Methodist, and it's very reasonable, you know. Nobody's screaming, nobody's carrying on like these Southern Baptists, no offense. But also, I don't remember a lot of...
Offense.
Yeah, well...
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's all crazy, but they're just less crazy. And I don't remember any crypto, though.
Well, they didn't have it back then.
But did the Catholics ever, you know, talk about money and investments? Well, never mind. That's all they talk about. Have an investment in you.
Investigators found that the coin raised about $3.2 million from over 300 people who invested in what they deemed an illiquid and essentially worthless currency.
Hold on a second. It was $3 million.
Right.
Raised between how many people?
300 people.
God, that's a lot of money.
Investigators said that the Regalados, who ran a crypto marketplace called the Kingdom Wealth Exchange.
Oh, my God. Guys, that sounds like bullshit, doesn't it?
They used at least $1.3 million of this cash. For important things.
Yes.
Vacations, jewelry, luxury handbags, cosmetic dentistry, clothes, home renovations, and a Range Rover.
Yes, boy. These guys, At this church, they know how to have fun and they know how to be blessed, right?
In a video statement to his followers, he said the charges that he and his wife pocketed the money are true. Out of that $1.3 million, $500,000 went to the IRS and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do.
Ah! Wait, I didn't know about that. If you're doing fraud, if you blame it on the Lord, can the IRS go after the Lord for fraud? Or
I would hope
why
so.
Why not? Sorry, Jeebus.
He noted that God appeared to him in a dream and gave him advice on how to run the crypto exchange.
Oh, that's cool.
What we're praying for and what we're believing for still is that God is going to do a miracle, he said. God's going to work a miracle in the financial sector. He's going to bring a miracle into index coin. Everyone that has come in for money is going to be able to receive money back.
Is Jesus a crypto guy? Did he get into that?
I think not.
Really?
Didn't he flip over some tables in the...
Yeah, that's true. The money counters, whatever the fuck.
The church really keeps costs down, Ryan. They have two employees.
Okay.
Him and his wife.
Yes. And so... It's operated... Wait. I am letting the fact that this is an online church wash over me.
Yes.
This is crazy. This is like... What are they doing with all the fucking money, exactly. Man? Let's start an online church right now. Right now. Welcome to Crab Diving Church. If everyone could pray.
Crab coin.
La ba ding da doobie doobie stop bosh diggy. How do they buy our crypto?
It's operated, the business is operated from the couple's house, their recreational vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And their vacation destinations.
That they are running this church from that Range Rover or Land Rover, whatever the fuck it is. It's a Zoom church. This is, why are we doing this? I want to do a church right fucking now.
The presentations to fellow pastors and evangelical Christians promoting index coin were dominated by prayer and quotes from the Bible, encouraging potential investors to have faith that the cryptocurrency would lead to abundance and blessings. Yes.
And strike and strike and strike and strike, and angels are coming for us from Africa with crypto. Angels on the blockchain. That's shameless, isn't it? I mean, literally, there's no expenses. They're doing it online. And on top of that, they can't leave any money on the table. So let's create a crypto coin, right? Out of thin air.
They probably were like, who can we make the most money off of out of a fake crypto coin? And they said, oh, this is easy.
Let's go for the
evangelicals.
I find the crypto shit a little confusing. And the way you create, it's like when you create a crypto coin, you're creating your own currency, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure it probably traded on a different ultimate.
Fuck.
Like it traded as an Ethereum, or it traded as
you know what? Whenever I start to try to understand crypto, immediately it gets hard. Okay, whatever. It's like, but part of the
you're making your own. Yes,
the success on this crypto is that it's its reputation, right? Like how people feel about it helps.
Most crypto is how people feel. Yeah.
Like it's particularly shameless to say, well, this is Jesus crypto, right? Because people love Jesus.
Yes.
So you're just hoping you can make their love for Jesus. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't work. Now that I think about it, it's a good idea.
Of course it would.
That's
work.
A good fucking idea.
They made $3 million.
These dumb, my God, guys. There's just nothing up there in the sky. I mean, you know, I'm so sorry. What the fuck? How the fuck can you understand crypto enough to invest in it, but then you're enough of a rube that you're going to get taken by this pastor's own crypto? I mean, wouldn't that make you suspicious? Does Jim Baker have a crypto?
I'm sure he would if he could, but yeah. I don't believe he does.
Now, yeah. it's insane. Come on. The crypto.
Let's see. We've got, what time is it? Oh, look at the time's fucking flying. We'll be back on Friday, Faithless Friday, everybody. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Get some crab coin or whatever. I'm just kidding. You know,
this year, we're going to have, God said to me, there will be terrorism in America. And he called it a terrorism hell.
If you haven't already guessed.
Oh, that's somebody commenting
on
him.
Terrorism hell. Yeah. Jeez, man. That sounds rough.
Remember, that was last year.
That's Jim Baker, correct?
Yes, that was Jim Baker.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought you were going to, he was announcing his crypto coin.
But he does have, remember, Jim Baker was selling those Trump coins.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Those gold Trump coins.
So, of course, he would do a crypto.
Televangelist Jim Baker sold a $45 gold-plated Trump coin that he calls a point of contact with God, showing President Trump alongside biblical King Cyrus.
He's saying that coin is a talisman which allows him the ability to talk to Jesus in the sky. That this gold coin is, he saying?
Apparently, yeah.
Jeez, man. How much, let me ask you a dumb question. How much, please don't say $45. How much is a $45 gold Trump coin worth? One that you buy for $45. And let's say you buy it for $45, well, now I'm going to sell it. How do I liquidate it and get my money back? Will they appreciate?
You go to a coin. Well, I mean, it may have value, collector's item value above the cost of the weight
what
of the
if,
gold. But.
Because I remember part of this story is that the coin wasn't exactly gold. Am I crazy?
I think it's gold-esque. It's they wave it through a 24-karat gold mist, probably.
Right. They probably shoot it through Eric Trump's asshole. Comes out gold. Pfft, so stupid. Where's Biden's gold coin, man? Where is it?
Right? Why not?
Where's Obama's? Pelosi's? Please.
This was...
They think we're crazy, but we're actually the sane ones.
This is the only story I can find still up about it. This is from Now This News. This is Lance Wallnau on the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, shit.
And he's hawking this Trump coin.
How many of you have been praying all across America? How many of you have been praying? This coin is our point of contact. When I asked the Lord why the coin, the Lord said, because when you take the coin, it's a point of contact. So your faith is being released with a million other believers to pray protection and peace and wisdom and counsel over.
Shit, man. Okay.
It's not a cult at all.
God. Shit, it's a point of contact with Jesus. How many points of contact with Jesus do you have? And I bet you they're not gold coins. They're not solid gold coins. Right. It's chocolate. And the picture of Jesus and Trump on that gold coin is fucking weird, you know?
Well, yeah, and with Cyrus from the Bible.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. What's more valuable, a Trump gold coin or a Trump NFT? Quickly.
The gold coin.
No. Are you sure?
Well, those people are still selling those NFTs, I think. But they didn't, you know, appreciate in value that much.
Well, they're not really. I mean, aren't they copied images with his face stuck on? Like, it's like catalog people. It was like ads from a clothing catalog, and Trump's face just got stuck on the bodies, correct?
Yes.
Is that how most NFTs are made?
No.
The creator will find some site like JCPenney's.
Do some shitty AI.
Copy the bodies of the models and put whoever's face on them. Hi, this is how we make NFTs.
Well, look at all that Bored Ape shit.
What's that?
The Bored Ape exchange was kind of the first big crazy NFT wave.
Okay.
And you it was literally a cartoon character of an ape of some sort.
Yes.
And they just all had different, you know, hats and poses and facial expressions.
Yes.
And you get your own unique
right
bored ape. And people were selling them for gazillions of dollars. I think Bieber lost hundreds of thousands of dollars on some Bored Ape, I think.
We have to stop capitalism right now because people are making money flipping Bored Apes, man. But, like, they're sleeping outside. People are sleeping outside, and yet people are selling Bored Apes for $8 million. This is insane. This is crazy. What do you do with an NFT? Do I print it out and hang it up?
Well, you can, I guess.
But what do I do with it? Like, it's something, it's a digital content that I own, the only one of, unless it was plagiarized with Trump's R. Let's say I buy one of Melania's beautiful NFTs. What do I do with it?
Forbes, October last year.
Yeah.
Well, not that, 3 months ago. Bored Ape Yacht Club owners restructuring, emblematic of NFT shakeup, billions lost in value.
Okay. But, okay. That makes sense because I don't understand. I buy an NFT. Can I post it on Facebook and say, look at this thing I bought. Appreciate this art I bought, but you can't save the image because I own it. Why wouldn't they just take a screen cap?
Well, it's like taking a screen cap of the Mona Lisa.
No, but it's the computer still. It's different. It literally seems like the end of humanity, what we're talking about. This is the dumbest. NFT
you,
shit.
You do remember
is
this
so
story.
Stupid.
Yes. That we did the story of the NFT event where they used UV lights and everybody's eyes got burned.
No. Oh God.
We totally did that story.
See, it's like people just need hobbies.
Ape Fest.
Yes.
Held in Hong Kong included a brightly lit party on Saturday. Several of those attended wrote on social media they experienced eye burns and other symptoms.
Eye burns?
It turns out that the company that they used to, put down the event or whatever.
Yes.
Used some, like, UV bulbs.
Why?
Because they're dumb.
Sounds like a fun party. Sorry for the eye burns, guys. Will my eyes get better? So I can at least look at my NFT.
Some of them may not.
I mean, can't see my non-fungible token because I burned out my retinas at this dumb fucking party. So now you have to listen to a visual description of your NFT when you want to think about it.
Here's another one. Bored Ape Yacht Club creator.
God.
Or no.
Are there audios NFTs? Like, is there an audio version of an NFT? Like, does anybody want? I will give you an NFT of this podcast for $69,000 if you want it. Just email us. Bing, bing, bing. Email a check.
I can do Shelby NFTs.
All right. Do you consent to that?
Shelby.
She's not even in here.
People were buying. These ridiculous ape cartoons.
Are you looking at pictures of them? The ape cartoons?
Bieber paid $1.3 million.
What? Then donate that money to charity, Bieber. You're out of your... That is a
for his ape in 2022.
If you're a rich guy and you're spending $1 million on an NFT, then you're not being taxed enough and you should donate that money. That is so stupid.
One Bored Ape NFT owned by Justin Bieber has declined in value 95% over the last year.
I can't even look at a picture of it. And I wouldn't be looking at the real thing.
Well, here you go. Here it is.
Wait. How much should it depreciate?
Here it is. Bored Ape number 3001.
And
do you want to see it?
Yeah.
There you go.
What is?
I would say this is a sad ape.
I want to say to the person
with razor stubble
that figured out how to sell these dumb rich people these fucking NFTs. That's genius. I mean, my God, did Justin Bieber really pay that guy how much?
He paid 1.3 for it.
God. Isn't Usher supposed to be watching out for him or something? Wasn't that the deal?
It's worth less. It's worth 55. Trading site.
How much?
55,000.
And how much was it worth?
1.3 million.
See, that's fraud. That's not worth 1.3. I want to talk to the person that appraises those. And I want you to tell me, and I'll just sit here and listen, and I won't argue. How do you get to $1.3 million, the initial valuation of that fucking... Let me look at it one more time, please.
Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's on a blue background. It's
a monkey in a t-shirt, not looking particularly interesting. And I am just trying... I'm not an art guy.
Oh, Beaver still owns it.
What?
Beaver still owns it.
Justin, I'm so sorry. I'm not an art guy. I'm just a stupid fucking podcaster with nary a thought in my head. And I just don't see where you get $1.3 million.
Madonna bought Bored Ape 4988 for, God. And that you have to buy him with Ethereum, by the way, with crypto, of course.
Yeah.
He paid 180 Ethereum at the time, 466 grand he paid for it.
Who?
Stephen Curry, or no, Madonna, I'm sorry. Madonna paid 188,000? 188 Ethereum, which is 460,000.
What is wrong, Madonna? What's wrong
for
with you?
For this
That's
one.
That's crazy.
Oh, well, this one's a little better. This is
just give that money
now
away.
The monkey's pink. By the way, it's always the same face. It's always this exact same face, kind of, but just different expressions, different...
Right click on that. With your...
What do you mean?
See that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save image.
Now you own it.
But you don't.
No, you do.
No, it's copyrighted.
Well, who cares? It's a .jpg. Now you own it just like that person. But you can look at it like Justin Bieber does and appreciate it, right?
The same way.
this is so stupid.
She paid 460 grand for it. It's now worth 55,000, which is still ridiculous. It's a pink ape wearing a like an army cap. And
yeah, I want to say that I appreciate the detail in the cap. And I guess what it's worth 460,000. That's
what Madonna paid for it. Now it's worth 55,000.
Okay. Let's try to get to 55,000. What is your favorite thing about that paint? It's not even a painting. How did someone make that? Is it a painting?
No, it's like a cartoon program. It's GIMP or they use Photoshop.
It's not built.
Adobe.
I guess I misunderstood what a NIFT is or GIFT. Stupid shit. I sound like an old person, but I guess I understood what this was. I thought there was some sort of special shit in the file or something.
Remember Melania's NFTs? They were just pictures.
What were they? I forget.
They're just pictures of her.
But there must
be. And then there was a message. So there was some sort of audio file, too, I guess, involved.
The problem is there are people on this planet that says, here's a picture of a monkey in a tank top. And I have no shame in saying this is worth $1.5 million and putting it up for sale, I guess. And that's fine. Now, you know, it's crazy. Jeez, man. That's the wildest shit ever. Is there any other monkeys? Is there another one? I want to see another one. I haven't seen enough, apparently, because I don't understand anything and I don't understand art.
Basketball star Stephen Curry purchased a Bored Ape for 180 grand.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see that one.
Here's his. It's blue, wearing a beige suit with like an ascot.
Sucks. That one sucks.
Giving
I'm sorry.
Like a side eye.
Wait. I think that's. The only one I particularly care for was the pink one.
You like
one.
Madonna's, yeah.
I look at art. You like art, right? I look at art.
I do like
art. I look at art and I stare at it and I try to think, how the fuck?
50 grand now.
Oh, yes. That to me is amazing. Listen, if I want to stop this right now, and where do I sell NFTs? Are there sites?
There's all kinds of exchanges.
Take my photos? Why not?
Yes.
I'm going to go through my photo roll in my cloud and decide how much everything is, and you can go get my NFTs. I will sell them.
Go ahead.
But what? How do I deliver them to someone? Deliver the JPEG.
You email it to.
Email it? That's it.
No. You get on an NFT exchange, would put some on the blockchain.
Oh, I see. And I have to apply, and the NFT people have to take me seriously. Oh, let me see if I can whip up a bored fucking monkey. What about a melancholy gerbil? What does that go for? What does melancholy gerbil go for? Bored monkeys, 1.5 mil. What's wrong with human beings? There's fucking people starving on this fucking planet. And it's some Justin Bieber fuck is like, here's $1 million for a monkey picture.
OpenSea.io is the largest NFT.
We should have talked about this shit the whole show, because this is capitalism just gone wrong, and we're just flaming fucking assholes. This is insane. Bored monkey. Fuck you. God. Shit, man. You know, we do this show, we try to put interesting content out there. Some fucknut draws a bored monkey. He's got $1.5 million. What do people value in this society? I don't understand. Jesus Christ.
I mean, there's some trippy animated ones that are kind of cool, I guess. Like that one? That one's 18 grand.
How do I get... I could do that on Canva.
It is this weird, like, trippy...
I have a Canva account. I'm going to make NFTs on Canva.
Go ahead.
What am I doing?
Sell them on OpenSea.io. Oh, we got to get out of here.
What if I do NFTs of, like, comedy flyers? This is the stupidest shit!
We got to get out of here, everybody. We'll be back on Friday at the usual time, blah, blah, blah. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. And at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link. And we'll be coming up with our NFTs soon.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Fuck Trump.
Good. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.